presents The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power by Jeff Charlotte. Read by Jeremy Guskin. Introduction. The Avant-Garde of American Fundamentalism. This is how they pray. A dozen clear-eyed, smooth-skinned brothers gather in a huddle, arms crossing arms over shoulders like the weave of a cable, leaning in on one another and swaying like the long grass up the hill from the house they share, a handsome, gray, two-story colonial that smells of new carpet, pine sol, and aftershave. It is decorated with lithographs of fox hunters and pictures of Jesus, and in the bunk room, a drawing of a C4 machine gun given to them by their 6-year-old neighbor. The men who live there call the house Ivanwald. At the end of a tree-lined cul-de-sac in Arlington, Virginia, quiet but for the buzz of lawn mowers and kids playing tag in the park across the road, Ivanwald is one house among many, clustered like mushrooms. Nearly 2 dozen households devoted, like these men, to the service of a personal Jesus, a Christ who directs their every action. The men tend every tulip in the cul-de-sac, trim every magnolia, seal every driveway smooth and black as boot leather. Assembled at the dining table, or on their lawn, or in the hallway, or in the bunk room, or on the basketball court, they also pray. Each man's head bowed in humility and swollen with pride, secretly, he thinks, at being counted among this select corps for Christ, men to whom he will open his heart and whom he will remember when he returns to the world, not born again, but remade. No longer an individual, but part of the Lord's revolution. His will transformed into a weapon for what the young men call spiritual war. Jeff, says Bengt, one of the house leaders, will you lead us in prayer? Surely, brother. I have lived with these men for close to a month, not as a Christian, a term they deride as too narrow for the world they are building in Jesus' honor, but as a follower of Christ, the phrase they use to emphasize what matters most to their Savior, not faith or kindness, but obedience. I don't share their faith, in fact, but this does not concern them. I've obeyed, and that is enough. I've shared the brothers' meals and their work and their games. I've wrestled with them and showered with them and listened to their stories. I know which man resents his father's fortune and which man succumbed to the flesh of a woman not once but twice and which man dances so well he is afraid of being taken for gay. I know what it means to be a brother, which is to say, I know what it means to be a soldier in the army of God. I have been numbered among them. Heavenly Father, I begin. Then, O Lord, but I worry that doesn't sound intimate enough. I settle on, Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus, just please, Jesus, let us fight for your name. This is a story about two great spheres of belief, religion and politics, and the ways in which they are bound together by the mythologies of America. America, not the legal entity of the United States, but the idea with which Europe clothed a continent that it believed naked and wild. America has been infused with religion since the day in 1630, when the Puritan John Winthrop, preparing to cross the Atlantic to found the Massachusetts Bay Colony, declared the New World the city upon a hill, spoken of by Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. 359 years later, Ronald Reagan, during the last days of his presidency, would see in Washington's traffic jams that same vision, like a double exposure. A tall, proud city, built on rocks stronger than oceans, wind-swept, God-blessed. In his farewell address, he'd call it a shining city upon a hill. This is a story about that imaginary place, so real in the minds of those for whom religion, politics, and the mythologies of America are one singular story, and how that vision has shaped America's projection of power onto the rest of the world. My brothers were members of a very peculiar group of believers, not representative of the majority of Christians, but of an avant-garde of the social movement I call American Fundamentalism. a movement that recasts theology in the language of empire.